I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, February 4th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Nice sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City finally, but it's chilly, 25 degrees.
What a difference a day makes. No snow and good speeds on the freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top local story this hour. Snowplow drivers have had a busy past couple of days with the latest storm, and there's another storm just around the corner. So how is the state doing budget-wise with the cost of snow removal? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins us with more. Paul?
Maria, about average is what they're saying as far as their budget costs are concerned. City, county, and state governments, they're spending millions of dollars cleaning up the massive piles of snow from yesterday's storms. Does not appear that they're getting close to running out of money. Officials with Salt Lake County Public Works say they're looking good for this time of year since their budget just renewed in January. But Director Kevin Smeltzer says the cleanup costs more when people park on the streets.
You know, neighborhood street with a car on both sides, there was barely enough room for the truck to get through. So instead of cruising through the neighborhood at, you know, 10 miles an hour, he's crawling through there at a couple miles an hour. It takes a lot longer to get things done.
UDOT officials say it costs roughly $1 million per big storm, and they estimate they've gone through almost $17 million of their $24 million yearly budget. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Unified Fire wants to remind all of us to make sure that we clear the snow away from any fire hydrants near our homes and businesses. Now, they ask that we make a path and keep an area cleared around about 3 feet around the hydrant so they can be easily found and accessed during an emergency. The Alpine School District is planning to ask the state to waive a required school day after taking yesterday off for the big snowstorm. Alpine already has a day built into the academic calendar to accommodate a potential snow day, but spokesperson Kimberly Bird tells Dave and Dujanovic a waiver would give students a longer spring break.
Monday, April 6th, it's the first day of our week of spring break. Spring break is actually 3 days long, and then we build two additional days into that so that if we don't call a snow day, it's a really nice break for our teachers and students.
She says it wouldn't be a big deal if they didn't get the waiver, but it sure would be nice. A new study is looking at wildfires in Utah and how they relate to our snowpack levels. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
BYU researchers and students were on cross-country skis and hiked around the mountains in deep snow over two winters. Biology professor Sam St. Clair says more severe burns means a deeper snowpack and more water in that snow.
More snow is always better, but it depends on the wildfire effects on the landscape.
But it differs between north and south slopes. South facing melts off faster.
Then what we can do is go and map that information out on the landscape and identify areas that are going to be vulnerable and areas in which there's going to be potential for increased water yields into our reservoirs.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The Iowa caucuses, special coverage on Utah's new news.
We still don't have any official results from the Iowa caucuses. Inconsistency in a new app that was being used to tally the results has both the candidates and the campaigns frustrated. ABC's Andy Field has the latest.
Candidate Pete Buttigieg says his precinct workers tell him he may have come out close to the top.
The hope that propelled me into this campaign is vindicated every day. It was vindicated in a big way last night when we had a chance to quiet those questions of whether we belonged in this effort in the first place.
Buttigieg and other candidates already in New Hampshire campaigning, not knowing who won last night's contest. ABC's Eva Pilgrim is in Des Moines.
The state Democratic Party saying they need to do quality checks, but results should be delivered later today.
We are validating every piece of data we have against our paper trail. That system is taking longer than expected, but it's in place to ensure we are eventually able to report results with full confidence.
The Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden campaign now questioning the Iowa election results before they're even in. The state Democratic Party updating candidates by phone. Andy Field, ABC News.
President Trump will be the focus of the political world tonight as he delivers the State of the Union address.
Tonight will mark just the second time in history an American president has delivered a State of the Union address during an impeachment trial. When President Clinton was in the same position in 1999, he didn't even acknowledge his ongoing trial. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham on Fox this morning said she didn't think President Trump will either.
If you look at the ratings, the American people are frankly bored of it. I don't think people want to hear that. People want to hear what the president has done for this country and what he's planning to do for this country.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
And you will be able to hear tonight's speech right here on KSL News Radio beginning at 7.
Presidential impeachment.
Senators will vote tomorrow on whether to remove President Trump from office. On the Senate floor today, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Democrats have played politics with the entire impeachment process.
We must vote to reject the House abuse of power. Vote to protect our institutions. Vote to reject new precedents that would reduce the framers' design to rubble.
No witnesses were called in the Senate trial, which Democratic leaders say shows the Republicans were afraid of what new evidence would be presented. Still to come, we will head up to Utah's Capitol Hill and check in with what laws are being debated that could impact us locally. And a check of your noontime drive.
A new crash in West Valley, eastbound 2100 south at Bangor Highway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Was something.
Over a foot of snow.
And another round of snow is coming. Stay updated mornings and afternoons with KSL News Radio, Utah's severe weather station.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988. 888-583-6988. 888-583-6988.
For over 60 years, UCCU, Utah Community Credit Union, has been a leader in banking innovation. And Amanda, I'll tell you, one of the things I love about their app is that it looks the same on no matter what device you're using, the desktop, the laptop, the phone, the tablet. How many times have you gone to the app of someone else and all of the features are different depending on which device you're on? You don't have that problem anymore.
And one of the things I love about my UCCU banking is that I can link and manage all of my accounts from any financial institution. So on my UCCU app, I have my American Express, I have my investment accounts, I have everything all in one place. So I can really budget my family's finances.
Such great tools that are free, and you can visualize your budgets, track your spending, set and track savings goals. They can do it all on that great UCCU app available to you today.
And it's so easy to use, and it's free.
Check it out at uccu.com because you're going to love where you bank.
Find out more at uccu.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this hour. Well, snowplow drivers getting a bit of a break today, but boy, not much of a break. Looks like more snow showers headed our way on Thursday, but it looks like we have enough in the budget to pay for those snowplow drivers to continue out their great work. Grantsville teenager accused of shooting and killing four members of his family was in court today for a brief scheduling hearing. C.J. Haney and his attorney officially had his attorney officially appointed, I should say. He's charged with four counts of murder, and prosecutors have not yet talked about a possible motive. Haney's next court appearance is coming up.
High on the Hill 2020.
Turning now to the work being done today by Utah's legislature. The House chair of the Social Services Appropriations Subcommittee is tearing into Big Pharma. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more.
This morning, the subcommittee was hearing a performance audit of public employees, health plans, pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs. Representative Paul Ray claims these PBMs and Big Pharma are combining to make it impossible for local pharmacies to compete.
I see CVS. You're trying to push local pharmacies in my district out of business. You're trying to buy them out.
He says there's legislation coming out this week to address the issue, and Representative Norm Thurston has already touted bills for the session intended to improve transparency and lower costs. The subcommittee later discussed the federal government's proposed Medicaid financing reforms and then reviewed the Department of Health's Medicaid services budget. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The list of people in the race for Utah's 4th congressional seat is growing. Janiyah Broderick from the United Utah Party joins eight others trying to unseat incumbent Ben McAdams, who defeated Mia Love in 2018. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on traffic and weather. Sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on balance transfers. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. Wow, today compared to yesterday.
Oh, my gosh, big difference.
Night and day difference, yes. And we're grateful for the sunshine. We're grateful that the roads are mostly clear on your freeways and main secondaries. Your surface streets and your residential streets still continue to use caution. We do have a couple of new crashes. One is eastbound. This is approximately, it was originally reported 2100 south. It's actually about 2400 south at Bangor Highway, blocking a left lane of traffic. Also an accident. Northbound I-215's west belt at the ramp to go eastbound on I-80, and they've temporarily closed that ramp in order to clear this crash. The Zero Res two-day sale ends today, just $33 per room, with the fourth room free. Sale ends today, online or by phone. To get the fourth room free, schedule with Zero Res today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on this sunny forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Oh, we got a cold day with sunshine at 26 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 25 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, new study is looking at how much meat we eat and how it's impacting our health. We'll go in depth at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
Watch the world's best speed skaters compete on the fastest ice on earth. Join the fast action fun of the ISU World Single Distances Speed Skating Championships at the Utah Olympic Oval, February 13th through 16th. With home ice advantage, Team USA will race the best skaters from the Netherlands, Russia, China, South Korea, and more for new world records and personal bests. Featuring 2018 Pyeongchang bronze medalist and defending 1,000-meter World Single Distances champion Brittany Bowe, and two-time Olympian and defending men's mass start world single distances champion Joey Mantilla. The U.S. is fielding a strong lineup. During the competition, enjoy the Legacy Winter Festival featuring fun activities like face painting, axe throwing, and a mechanical bowl, along with live music, food trucks, and more. It's perfect for your whole family. Tickets for the ISU World Single Distances Speed Skating Championships are now available at smithticks.com. Find more information at utaholympiclegacy.org.
I'm Dr. Rick Gregoire. I am a family physician here at Midtown Community Health Center. Medicine in America is pretty reactive. What has been largely ignored is the other 80% of what makes people healthy.
Governor Mike Leavitt, founder Leavitt Partners.
Health is more than genetics and lifestyle choices. There are many social issues that contribute to health concerns, such as the conditions of where people live, learn, work, and play. Intermountain Healthcare is pioneering an alliance that collaborates with organizations to solve these complex issues.
Intermountain has a genuine interest in improving the health of the community because they realize that this will lift everyone up and create a more stable foundation for their health. Individual health improves, community health improves, and we can provide more care to more people.
The goal is to improve the health of everyone in Utah and the nation. Intermountain is striving to make real change in the daily lives of people.
Visit our website, intermountain.com, to learn more about our initiative.
Do you want to know the fastest and safest way that you can increase your wealth? It's by reducing your taxes. And taking some preventative steps now could help you save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in retirement. Learn how much money you could save with a free retirement tax analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning.
If you've saved more than $200,000, be one of the first 10 callers to get your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Reducing your taxes could be the fastest and safest way to increase your retirement savings. Call 801-682-4448. That's 801-682-4448. Boss Retirement Solutions and its representatives are not licensed tax professionals. This material has been presented for informational purposes only.
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
Thank you for being our eyes across the Wasatch Front with news and with traffic problems. We appreciate your texts at the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A BYU study looks at what the wildfires in Utah's mountains then do to the snowpack level the next year and how that affects our melt-off and reservoirs. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the Grantsville teenager accused of killing his mother and three siblings made a brief court appearance today. C.J. Haney was officially appointed an attorney. No motive has yet been given in the case. Third is look at your noontime drive, sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on Balance Transfers. Here's Ricky Meese.
On the west side of the valley, we do have a crash on the ramp from northbound I-215's west belt to go eastbound I-80, and that crash has closed that ramp. Also, an accident, Bankator Highway at 2400 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine but cold today, 26. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 25 degrees. A lot of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Just a little while longer. And then, says a Democratic Party source, not all but a majority of results from Iowa's Democratic caucuses are expected to be released in about 2 hours. Most candidates have moved on to New Hampshire, where ABC's Aaron Katursky's in Manchester.
The Iowa Democratic Party said this was no hack. The problem was in the recording of the results. The phone app did not work as intended, and it left precinct captains phoning in the numbers, only to be left, in many cases, on interminable hold. First in the nation, Iowa was supposed to be the first indication of where the race stands. Instead, the campaigns released their own numbers and spun the night in their favor and left the state raising questions about the integrity of the caucuses.
The president's State of the Union addresses tonight. ABC's Catherine Falders in Washington says White House aides are urging the president not to bring up impeachment.
A final Senate vote on whether Trump will be acquitted in his impeachment trial is set for Wednesday at 4 p.m., meaning the president won't yet be acquitted when he delivers the address tonight, an awkward moment that congressional Republicans in the White House wanted to avoid.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is tapped to give the Democratic response to the president's speech.
I wanted to address our teachers and our students and our parents, people that are thinking about the future in this country, people who know that bullying people on Twitter doesn't build bridges.
Deadly coronavirus continuing its spread, as well as something else, says Sylvie Briand of the World Health Organization.
It's really an epidemic of rumors, of false information that is circulating at the same time.
The WHO is working with Google to have in one place all the information on coronavirus. The European Union has rejected President Trump's proposal for peace between Israel and the Palestinians and says it's concerned about Israel's plans to annex more land in the West Bank and Jordan Valley. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The new study is looking at how much meat we eat and how it's impacting our long-term health. ABC Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton went over the study on Good Morning America.
This appeared in JAMA. It was done at Cornell. They gave people food questionnaires. They basically found that people who ate more than two servings a week of processed meat, unprocessed meat, even poultry, had a significant but small increased risk of heart disease, cardiovascular disease. If they just looked at meat, that risk went up a little bit for all-cause mortality, so death from all causes. So basically, even though this was done by association, not cause and effect, it suggests little less meat, more fish.
But what type of diets have been associated with lower risk of heart disease and also longevity?
Yeah, again, associated is the key word, but things like the Mediterranean diet, the DASH diet, plant-based diets, basically the more color you put on your plate, the less meat, the better. So again, my doctor advice, my nutritionist advice, especially for you, because I know you love your steak, once in a while, okay, on a daily basis, just add that color and that fish.
You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 1219. Time for a check of your drive, sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on balance transfers. Ricky Meese, you did have one problem out there on the west side.
Yeah, we've actually got a few. One is the ramp that is closed due to a crash as you're traveling between northbound I-215's west belt to go eastbound on I-80. That ramp remains closed. We have a KSL traffic trooper letting us know of a traffic light that is out. This is Saddleback Boulevard at SR 36 in Tooele, and then an accident in West Valley City eastbound 2400 south at Bangor Highway. It's time to get a home energy plan from Dominion Energy and learn how you can conserve to save money on your monthly gas bill. Visit ThermWise.com to get started. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine, but it's cold today. High temperatures only around 26. Clouds and 30 tomorrow and a slight chance of snow showers tomorrow afternoon. And then rain and snow for Thursday. High that day, 38. More rain and snow Friday, up to 43. Nice day Saturday, though. Partly cloudy, gets up to 45. Clouds and 39 on Sunday, and then partly cloudy Monday, 38. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 25 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, but we are enjoying some nice sunshine. Hey, I was listening to Tim and Amanda this morning. Heard them give away another $500 gas gift card. Boy, if you haven't just signed up to receive a gift card, you are really missing out. I hope you do so when you get back from lunch. It just takes a couple of seconds at kslnewsradio.com, and then we'd love to give it to you. So be listening this afternoon for another chance with Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. KSL News Time, 1221.
Hi there. Welcome to JCW's. What can I get for you today?
Hey, yeah, I'd like a ranch bacon burger in a combo with onion rings, please.
Okay, got it. And for you, sir?
Uh-huh. I can't decide. There's so much.
Oh, go for the Hawaiian burger. That thing's a humdinger.
A humwhatter?
Yeah, it's a third-pound burger, and they pile a bunch of ham on it and then top it off with a thick slice of pineapple. You know, JCW's. Quality and a lot of it. Now hurry up.
Is he serious?
Well, actually, all our burgers are one-third pound at JCW's.
Humdinger, huh?
Uh-huh.
Guess he is. Okay, done. I'll take the Hawaiian, a grasshopper shake.
Ooh, good choice.
Fries.
Hey, this is Clark for JCW's The Burger Boys. Stop into any of our five locations today and experience quality food and service at its best. We're located in American Fork, Thanksgiving Point, Provo, South Jordan, and our new location in Harriman. Come in and see why at JCW's we believe in quality and a lot of it.
I'm so tired. I try to sleep next to my husband, but his snoring is so loud. I don't want to complain, but I need sleep. His snoring is annoying, but I also worry. Is he okay? Are there health concerns that we should be aware of? His nighttime breathing scares me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shad Morris with Premier Sleep Solutions. Over the years, we've worked with over 10,000 patients who have struggled with snoring and the fears related to sleep apnea. Many people we work with have been given a CPAP for treatment, but simply struggle to use it. Premier Sleep Solutions can help. Our retainers are a great alternative to CPAP therapy. We will help you and your bed partner get the sleep you deserve. Premier Sleep Solutions retainers are Medicare approved and in-network with most insurance companies. To schedule your free consultation, call 801-980-3788. That's 801-980-3788, or visit us at premiersleepsolutions.com.
You like to hunt, do you?
Oh, I hunt everything.
Mule deer?
I'm a muley freak. I hunt the biggest bucks this side of Denver.
And elk?
I'm taking bulls from here to Phoenix. Bugling monsters, everyone.
How about moose and bighorn?
I've hunted big game in every state. I was born to hunt. That's what I do. Ain't nothing about it I don't know.
Then you must know about the Western Hunting and Conservation Expo and applying for Utah's 200 hunting permits for just $5 each.
Hunting Expo, $5? What?
That's right. It's the Western Hunting and Conservation Expo, February 13th through 16th in Salt Lake City. Apply for 200 Utah big game tags for just $5 each at huntexpo.com. You must validate in person.
Oh, I'll be there. I'll be the one who draws one of those tags. I'll be hunting Utah muleys, chasing desert sheep, bagging me a big bull elk. Yep, I'll be scouting the mountains, glassing.
The Western Hunting and Conservation Expo is made possible by Utah Life Elevated. Visit huntexpo.com for details.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee, what have you got coming up for us today?
Well, you know, Iowa, I expected to have a little bit of information
there
out of that
think?
Good state. Well, we're going to complain about how they have let us down today for a little while.
Their app did it.
Can you believe it? You know, I learned this just this morning that Utah, while we don't have a caucus system the way Iowa does, we do caucus for certain positions, delegates and precinct chair and such like that. And most of those efforts are powered by an app, which has been in place here in Utah for 8-some-odd years. We're going to talk to the CEO of that company that supplies the caucus folks here in Utah with that app. He's going to tell us how it's done right.
Right. They could learn something from us, right? We're still waiting for results. They're talking about having them, like, what, at 5 o'clock this afternoon?
Maybe 3 o'clock Mountain Time.
Mountain time.
So right about the time my show's ending, they'll be giving away the results.
All right. Thanks, Lee.
Thank you.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up at 12:35 here on KSL News Radio. Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The FAA says it's seeking comment as it crafts rules that will eventually allow companies to use drones for delivery. Amazon, Google, and UPS are currently participating in FAA-sanctioned drone delivery tests. KSL drives, are Super Bowl ads worth the cost? GMC used their 30-second spot, which included a cameo from LeBron James, to promote a future electric Hummer. Right after the ad, searches on cars.com for used Hummers jumped 479%. GMC searches on Edmunds surged over 9,000%. Walgreens will pay $7.5 million to settle with California authorities after an employee was charged with impersonating a pharmacist and illegally filling more than 745,000 prescriptions. Walgreens says it has re-verified the licenses of all its pharmacists nationwide. And taking a look at your money at this moment, a big rally for the Dow today. The Dow up by 476 points, sitting at 28,875. S&P 500 up by 56. The NASDAQ up by 196 points. General Motors is still trying to drum up nostalgic feelings from kids of the 90s. They are bringing back Dunkaroos, the cookies that come with a side of icing mixed with rainbow sprinkles. They will be on the store shelves this summer. Stay with us. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
Okay, it's time to feel like yourself again. And Pulse Medical Clinic offers an effective breakthrough treatment for ED. It's called acoustic wave therapy, a needle-free, drug-free, and painless option for men who are looking to regain their intimacy. Acoustic wave therapy is an FDA-approved natural treatment with no known side effects, and you need to know that age does not cause ED, and it can be reversed. Call Pulse Medical Clinic, Utah's leading clinic offering patients the recommended twice-a-week treatments. You'll be evaluated by a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon and receive your free blood flow analysis when you schedule your free consultation. So schedule it today. You don't have to suffer from ED any longer, and treatment is surprisingly affordable. Call Pulse Medical Clinic at 801-509-8888. That's 801-509-8888. Or text Pulse to 57500.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve. Willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
I'm Tino from 12220. In my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/for a better us.
Visit ksl.com/win to score great prizes. This week, win tickets to Matchbox 20 with special guest The Wallflowers, September 13th at USANA Amphitheater. Or win tickets to the Utah RV Show, Utah's outdoor expo, February 13th through 16th at the Mountain America Expo Center. Plus, win tickets to Women in Rock as the Utah Symphony honors legendary ladies in rock, February 14th and 15th. It's all there. Enter now at ksl.com/win.
KSL News Time, 1229. Checking traffic and weather, sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on balance transfers. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a ramp closure due to a crash. Looks like multiple vehicles involved. One of these vehicles went completely off the roadway. So even though the freeways and most of your major roads are cleared, these ramps, bridges, and overpasses could still be slick. This ramp is temporarily closed with this crash northbound I-215's west belt to go eastbound I-80. We also have traffic light problems at SR 36 Main Street at Saddleback Boulevard at Lake Point in Tooele County. Treat that as a three-way stop. Don't miss the boat show Friday through Sunday, February 6th through 9th at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Advanced tickets are available at Utah Boat Show. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. Here's Grant Wayman.
Plenty of sunshine, but super cold for today. High temperatures only in the mid-20s. Tomorrow gets just a little warmer. Clouds in 30 with a slight chance of snow showers tomorrow afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. A lot of sunshine, but only 25 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top local story this hour. A new BYU study finds an interesting relationship between wildfires and the snowpack levels in Utah. Biology professor Sam St. Clair explains.
As burn severity increases, as the fire burns more completely, the more snow accumulates in the system, and more water is held in that snow, which is important for our water supply.
But he says if the fire burned on a north slope, that snowpack doesn't melt off as fast as on a south slope, and faster runoff does not fill the reservoirs. Southern Utah University will have former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice as their commencement speaker on April 24th. School President Scott Wyatt made the announcement while speaking on the Dave and Dujanovic show this morning. Wyatt says they were able to arrange for Rice to speak with the help of former Governor Mike Leavitt. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. Democratic Party officials in Iowa are planning to release a majority of the delayed caucus results by 3 o'clock our time. Frustrated presidential candidates left the state late last night and moved on to New Hampshire. An unexploded bomb from World War II found in a construction zone shut down a busy shopping area of London today. This was the second bomb found near the Soho Hotel in just 2 days. More than 12,000 German bombs fell during the London Blitz between 1940 and 1941. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently up by 465 points. It sits at 28,865. S&P 500 up by 56, and the NASDAQ up by 194 points.